Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS 9 months 2023 financial results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. Let me start with a comment that if the quarter would be a movie, the main actor has been the weather in this period, with an incredibly long, late starting and long lasting summer, which basically destroyed our expectation that were for a record year, given that the margin and sales that we achieved before the very tough weather that impacted the period from mid-October to mid-November should have been equivalent to the ability of achieving the highest ever result. Nevertheless, we have been able to mitigate this extremely adverse meteorological conditions and end up the 9 months still with an increase in the like-for-like sales, basically, and also a modest increase in, but to be honest, not the 9 months, as of today, so sorry for misleading you, as of today, including also the current trading, we already are achieving a modest increase also in EBITDA versus last year. In terms of cash flow, obviously we suffered the lack of sales that we expected to achieve in the aforementioned period. But the good news is that again, with the very good current trading starting from mid-November to today, we are achieving our goal, or better than our goal in terms of cash flow generation in the period, and we estimated to end up the full year, as we said, with a final increase in gross margin and a cash generation of about 45 to 55 million. That's it for me, and I hand over the word to Francesco Leoncini.
Thank you, Stefano. I will quickly drive you through the document that was published yesterday. I would start on page number 4 that summarizes the points already mentioned by Stefano, in particular the fact that we continued our overperformance versus the market with a market share increasing to 9.6%. On page number 5 we have some more details on the income statement. I said the Q3 was twofold, with sales landing at minus 3.5%, but this, as we say in Italian, is a sort of media del pollo, is a twofold moment with double-digit decline in the central 4 weeks, but a growth in the rest of the period. This landed to mentioned performance, and over the 9 months we are still with a positive sign. The EBITDA is declining by 2.6 millions as basically the impact of the inflation. We started the year with close to double-digit inflation rate, and we managed to limit the increase on cost thanks to a characteristics of OVS, which is the careful management of the micromanagement of all the store costs. On the other side, we also kept under control the promotional pressure, and these allowed to, in the end, limit the reduction of EBITDA to 2.6 million euros, 2%. The profit before tax is positive, 60 million, and includes the slight increase in depreciation and the higher cost of money on the financial charges. Page number six, we provide some more color on what happened in the 9 months. In terms of sales by channel, we see the stores that are mostly full format that are increasing 2.2%, while the franchising, which is mostly kids, declined by 1.4% because as by structure, let me say, the kids category are more exposed to weather than the adult ones. In terms of performance of OVS and UPIM, UPIM increased a little bit more thanks to a higher growth in the perimeter, and this led basically also to the result on EBITDA plus 0.8% in UPIM, slightly declining minus 1.4 in OVS. I will spend maybe some more words on page number seven on the paid working capital. Comparison with 2022, we think, is not so meaningful because last year the company anticipated significantly the purchases in order to avoid any risk of disruption on the supply chain, and so ended up with strange values, let me say, on both inventory and trade payables. So going into the details, we compared then to 2021. On trade receivable, we have a slight increase, 5.5%, which is mostly due to the fact that at the end of October, we accorded some term extension to our franchisees in order to accommodate the fact that also on their side, they had some lower than expected sales in the Q3. But the situation is under normalization now in the month of November and December, so these will just turn out to be in a higher cash flow in Q4. As said, inventory and trade payables somehow needs to be looked at jointly, and in 2022 we had a peak on both terms because we purchased a lot and this was still to be paid. More meaningful the comparison with 21, and here we see an increase in trade payables by about 50 million that represents the growth, the 15% growth of the company over the period, and about 60 million euro higher inventory, which more or less 50% due to the fact that also on inventory the company is growing, but on the other side, the fact that we were prepared to much higher sales so far. And so we have some leftover, that some unsold stock that will be fully recovered in 2024, as already happened even after the COVID closures in 2020 with the full inventory sold in the following years. Here we are talking about, of course, much smaller values. I go to page number eight for an overview on the capital expenditures that are 10% increasing versus last year. We change a little bit the mix between the new openings and in-store projects, following our intention to push on the like-for-like growth. And so we are, last year we invested in the refurbishment of Milan stores. This year we did the even larger action on the Roma stores, on the Rome stores, and they are coming out with sales growing 5 to 7 points more than the rest of the like-for-like perimeter. We are going on with the investments on digital transformation and logistics. We are close to complete the automation of the e-commerce side, let me say, on the Pontenure distribution center, and we will see the positive effect on profitability starting from 2024. The page number 9 represents the cash flow statement, which sees basically the absorption of the working capital as main driver on the results compared to last year, with about 50 million more cash absorption that possibly will be released in the Q4, and also some other elements like the higher capex and the financial charges. But as said also by Stefano, the view and the numbers that we are preparing see a strong recovery in Q4 on the cash flow. Page number 10 has a view on the net debt that technically is slightly increasing in terms of leverage on EBITDA versus 2022, but in absolute values we remain well below the 2x, which is let me say the normal for a retailer. I then move to the outlook for the fiscal year. We are already on 14th of December, so we are quite confident in the numbers for the closure of the year, and we are seeing very positive sales in the start of the Q4, thanks to a general performance and also the performance of specific projects like The Angel that marks the return of OVS on in a dialogue with the younger generations, and in Alta Via, which on the other side is a first step on the sport universe, which is a development axe for the following years. So the numbers in terms of EBITDA are already positive versus last year with the closure of November, and we expect to close the year with a slight improvement versus next year. I leave then to page 14 the closure with the announcement of the call of a shareholders meeting to have a couple of points. The distribution of an extraordinary dividend of 3 cents per share, and the continuation of the buyback program. On this, maybe Stefano, you want to say some words on the okay.
I think that there will be question on it, so better yeah. The answer to question, I'm sure.
Perfect. So we leave space to questions, and thank you for attending.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Daniele Alibrandi of Stifel. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. The first is on current trading. You mentioned positive growth in November and December, so I was wondering how you judge consensus, which is currently forecasting still a negative low single-digit growth for Q4. So just a word on the consensus sales figure of 1.5 billion in 2021. The second question, I was surprised by the mix and the resiliency of Upim profitability and also its growth. It was flat, but it was quite surprising to me. And these were better than OVS. So can you please comment on the driver of this performance? And the last one would be on the indication you gave on free cash flow improvement in Q4. So if you can guide a little bit better, if you expect, a slightly negative working capital change or it's too optimistic. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the question. Now, I was thinking about the beginning of your question because it's difficult for me now to understand why the consensus simulate assumption for a negative like-for-like growth in the fourth quarter, which we don't have. So We don't foresee any negative like-for-like in the fourth quarter. As of today, we are positive, mid-single digit, so should be a surprise for me to end up the quarter with a negative like-for-like. So this is the first question you asked. Why Upim is performing at top-line level and margin level better than OVS? Basically, Upim is facing a higher number of new openings compared to OVS, number one. This is not material, but is a part of the answer. The second part of the answer is that Upim sales strategy has been different from OVS. Upim has been more aggressive than OVS in the sales period, and the sales increase has been mostly generated during the month of August. Last aspect on Upim has to recover compared to OVS, because Upim performance in terms of growth, in terms of profitability, is still below OVS, and we are working hard in order to bring Upim, which is different positioning, market positioning, to achieve a similar result compared to the one of OVS. In terms of cash flow, it's a bit complicated for me to describe all the movement which are generating the cash flow projection. First of all, sales, obviously, which are the most important aspect of the fourth quarter. Sales are positive after the very negative result of sales in the third quarter. As we said before, we were prepared also in terms of stock to a much better third quarter, and incredibly adverse weather condition, which impacted severely the market, and that's why I'm happy to notice that we have been able to surpass the market in spite of being highly exposed to kids, which normally is mostly penalized by weather than the other segment of business. So makes me comfortable that the company is very solid. And coming back to your question, sales are the main driver of this recovery, and then other working capital movements, receivable from franchisee. We decided to give some breath, let me say, to the franchisee partner, which has been so heavily penalized, also because they are mostly exposed to kids, in the tough period where their sales has been forced to suffer so much. So we gave them some credit delay, and they are recovering because they are in good health normally, so they are now paying what we allow them to delay in terms of cash collections. And then other movement, supplier payment, which are all generating a positive effect in the last quarter.
The next question is from Alberto Jegra of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first is on growth. Sorry, I probably missed it. So can you clarify which is the split between the new stores growth and the like-for-like? And the second about margins. So in particular, which was the level of gross margin in the 9 months, and what do you expect for the full year 2023? Thank you.
Very difficult question, because we are talking about small numbers. So I might say that 50% of the growth is like-for-like and 50% of the growth is new openings, more or less. And I'm looking to my team and they say to me, yes, this is the right answer. And the second question regarding margin, we never disclose really margins. What I can tell you is that the margin, I want to give you a qualitative impact, which is very important, also to give you visibility on the future. In the third quarter, the gross margin was expected to increase. And all in all, in all the second half, as we said in a previous meeting, the gross margin was expected to increase as a result of much better sourcing condition due to the reduction of cost at raw material level, after the spike incurred in year 2022. And second reason for this was that we should have expected to remain very disciplined in markdown. What happened in the third quarter has been a bit disappointing, because the only month which has been not impacted by weather, which was August, because August has been hot as normal, we sold very well. We had very high positive like-for-like, but unfortunately during the month of sales. And sales were still keeping into account the lower margin that we had in the first half of the year, because we were selling the spring-summer goods. Then, starting from October, which has been hot since mid of the month up to mid of November, super hot, we entered in a period of good margin, because it was characterized by the higher margin, the higher intake margin of the auto winter goods, but unfortunately sales has been lower. So in the mix, even if on the peer-to-peer, comparing apple with apple product, the margin was higher, but unfortunately, because the mix of the sales generated in August was higher, the overall margin suffered. Again, the good news is that starting from mid-October, when the weather normalized, we started selling again the goods with the new margin, which is much better than the last year ones. So long story short, the margin starting from mid-October to end of the year will be much higher compared to last year.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Federico Belluati of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for taking my question. Most of my questions have been already answered, so I have just one question. It's regarding the weather impact. Both Q2 and also mostly Q3 have been impacted by the weather, so I wonder if you can quantify us more or less the impact of the weather, so maybe 9 months as sales without this effect, in your opinion. Thank you.
I think we have lost about 40 to 50 million sales this year because of weather.
Yesterday, Matteo.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I got a very simple question. The new buyback plan for a further 10% of share, is that a time frame by which you want to close that that initiative? Is it in everything to be done next year, or how much do you want to spend next year, just to give us an idea? Because more or less this year you spend something like 30 million. So.
No, Andrea, there is not a time frame. Basically, the decision to enter in this second buyback call to the general shareholder meeting is only technical. By chance, we are today at the end of an almost 3-year period of buyback. We started 2.5 years ago, more or less. And we completed this plan basically during these days. So this board meeting was the only opportunity for us to enter in a second and final, obviously, buyback plan. But just because the law allows us to achieve the 20%, we decided to avoid other calls and to enter in this second call. But there is no way that we are thinking to, not only to when, but even if to complete a second plan. So there is no deadline, there is no any predefined amount that we want to achieve. It will depend from volatility, market conditions, share price, and sensibility of the board, because at the end of the story, we are only asking to the general shareholder meeting to agree with us that buying back share within the limit of the law represents an element that the company can utilize in order to react to excess of volatility, offering liquidity measure to shareholders that might desire to exit from. So as we used as of now, so it took two and a half years, but it doesn't mean that at the end of the next two and a half year, we'll be at 20%. Maybe we will be at 11% or at 9%. No one knows. No, not at 9%, but I mean, we could even not put in place any new buy. So long answer, because I wanted to give you not only the specific answer, but also the framework within we decided to ask our shareholders to agree with the board regarding the opportunity to extend the buyback program.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Luca Orsini of One Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, Stefano. Can you hear me?
Yes. Ciao, Luca.
Ciao. Okay. Now, just three quick questions. I mean, it's a topic that you've touched in the past. On the business is, can you give us a little bit more color on what's going on the average ticket and also on the attitude of the new customers and some more color on the new age of the customers? So it's more or less the same. It's more or less the same question on three different angles. And then the second question you get from me all the time is, are you canceling the shares that you bought? That's 9%. Just take your EPS up by 10% by doing nothing. That's it.
So I got two questions.
Yes.
Okay. Luca, average ticket is increasing. So I think very good news. Average ticket today is about €35, when 3 years ago was probably 27, 20, 26, 27. And the reason for this is that we have been able, as demonstrated by our CRM system, to attract a new customer. I know that you know the company. Sometimes I think you buy things in our company, and you know that a brand like Piombo, which to the benefit of everyone, is a brand that we own entirely, so it's not a third-party brand, has been able to suggest a new style to create a new opportunity for different customers, more demanding, more affluent, which are visiting our store. And de facto, the average ticket of the customer, which are buying mostly Piombo, and this we can be able to understand from our loyalty program, is even higher, is about €50. So good news. Second good news, which refers to the second component of your first question, is that the attitude of our new customer is to be younger. This is not an attitude. This is an anagraphic condition. And this is happening thanks to two different things. One is that a couple of years ago, we started re-engineering our beauty sector, transforming from a, let's say, commodity makeup into a more indie brand, research and innovative offer. And the result of this is that we are attracting a lot of new generation, I mean, young women, girls, which are generating in this moment a 40% like-for-like sales increase in perfumery, which is becoming an important segment of business for us. Moving the penetration of perfumery from 5% to 6.5%, all generated by young customers. And second, that, and I'm very happy to to notice that this idea is working. We are leveraging this event, which is represented by new generation of women coming in the store, offering them also an innovation in our women segment, introducing B-Angel that we evolved, if I may say, from Baby Angel, and we transformed into B-Angel. We gave the mandate to elaborate and to develop B-Angel to a new manager, which is an existing manager but was in charge of other aspects of the business. She is a talented person, and she gave a new energy and a clear position to this assortment. This year we doubled the intake dedicated to B-Angel, which is young girl or young women, let's say, better to say young women, from 20 to 28, let's say, years old. To my memory, it never happened that if I double the intake, I more than double the sales, but this happened this year. There has been a new corner, a new merchandising, a new style, and I'm happy to say that the sell-through generated by this segment is higher than last year, even if the total sales are more than double than last year. So new customers and higher average ticket. Regarding the second question, the cancellation of the share, there is no plan for this. In this moment, we are considering still that shares might represent also an opportunity to be used as a compensation in case of a M&A operation, paper that we believe is not fully valued, not fully appreciated by the market, let's say a bit undervalued in our opinion as a board, can represent a good opportunity for a seller which eventually decides to sell his company, but which is frustrated by the low multiples of the sector, which means that if they receive cash today in exchange of their participation, the cash maybe is not enough for them to be induced to sell. Vice versa, if they receive maybe a mix of cash and shares, they can also aim that the share value might increase. So the total value for their asset might increase. These are speculations, obviously, because we don't have anything in front of our desk already ready to be completed. We have a lot of opportunity in our desk, but no one in this moment is under finalization. But no, in this moment we are not thinking to any kind of cancellation.
The next question is from Francesco Brilli of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Many questions have been answered. I have two quick questions and more general questions. The first one is if you can share with us some additional color or a few numbers on the debut of the Altavia ski collection, which I read today in the press release, it was particularly successful. If you have some number to share with us, and the second one is more general in light of this year. In light of the weather changing, I was wondering if you have from a strategic point of view, if you are considering some changes or so some action to face the climate change this year. For the two main season heavily impacted by climate changes. Going forward, are you considering some actions or some different buying or inventory mix or something to react to be ready for this kind of changes in weather. Thank you.
Thank you for both your questions. On Altavia, we are super happy. Let me say that I am enthusiastic about what we have been able to create. And I invite all of you, I hope that many of you are skiers. In these days, you can finally ski. I think that we made a great result, first of all, in terms of technical aspect. We created the collection. This is the second year that we approached the ski, but last year it was really, really more than a pilot, with some shell, which has been well done, but not presented in a way that was a real marketing launch. This year we decided to enter more seriously on the back of the first lessons that we undertook during the first pilot. We were conscious that the quality should have been excellent, and once I realized it was 9 months ago that the quality should have been excellent, we decided to make this agreement with a worldwide champion which is recognized as a winner in the ski, but also a real, reliable day-to-day person, a person that you can approach, a person who has a family, etc. And Deborah Compagnoni was the right name. She spent a lot of time working with my team and working with the style department, the technical department, in order to adjust, modify, improve, and finalize the better fitting, the better features. Let me only tell two things. On the most technical items, the shell and the padded jacket, we have 20,000 water column of water resistance, which is the highest standard in the market. So if you go to Decathlon, you will find from 5,000, which means basically with a drop of water, you are completely wet, to 20,000 only in the highest quality item that they have. But even if you buy an Arteryx or a Peak Performance ski jacket, you never find more than 20,000 water column. So we are at the highest level of technical features in the market and by far at the lowest price, because we sell the shell at 149, I think, or 129. So excellent technical result, and at turnover level we are surprised, because in spite of being still in the beginning of our hopefully good trajectory in the sport segment, we achieved as of last week 25% of sell-through, which, considering that it has been achieved in less than 3 weeks, is one of the highest results in every product category. Obviously, the highest level of sales has been achieved by all the knitwear items, or the technical underwear, call it. No, the one that when you need to ski gives you protection from cold, which is super elastic and technical. Which is our bread and butter, to be honest, even if we adjusted into a sporty and technical version. But we are surprised by the good result also of the more of the outdoor, so the shell, the pants, etc. So very happy with Altavia. Regarding what we are thinking in order to find solution to the weather climatic change, which is really in place since many years, I would say that dedicating effort and space to the beauty area represents, in my opinion, the best answer. We started with makeup 6-7 years ago. We learned, because it was not our core business. We developed and we improved our understanding, and we are now increasing space, sales density and margin, elaborating also in-house collections of skincare and makeup, which are generating good sales and even higher margin. So the effort which we are dedicating to improving merchandising and space occupancy dedicated to beauty is probably the best answer to your question. Other answers are more technical, less strategic, like working more on mid-weight in the garments for the mid-season than on heavyweight, and entering in this mentality of the onion effect. So people is more and more used to dress with different layers of garments, from the lighter ones to the heavier ones, other than simply using coats or heavy coats. But all these aspects are more related to the operational kind of answer. From a more strategic point of view, I would say that introducing and increasing beauty represents a good way to de-seasonalize our business.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Luca Bacoccoli of Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. So, three questions from my side. The first one regards the CapEx mix. So, I was wondering if next year you still will prefer investing on refurbishment rather than opening new stores, as was the case this year, and also, if I'm not wrong, in 2022. The second question regards Altavia. You mentioned the very great success, maybe even unexpected, and I was wondering how you do you think to leverage on this success. So, for example, extending the offering or the penetration, because if I'm not wrong, not all the shops have Altavia assortment available for customers. And the final one is on 2024. Is a bit maybe too early to call, but just a qualitative comment on the profitability trend. So there's for sure the labor cost, which is going to be an important headwinds next year. But on the other hand, you should benefit in full from the lower intake costs. So I was wondering how those two elements, maybe even including the rents, are moving each other, and what is the end results. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The question on CapEx, I remember that in year 2022, the mix was not exactly like in 2023, so we had still more openings, more CapEx dedicated to opening than to refurbishment, if I'm not wrong, but I asked my team to double check. In 2023, we decided to push on, refurbishing store, because as Francesco said before, and as we said during some former call, our main goal now is not just to open stores in Italy. We will continue opening stores. There are still a lot of opportunities to enter in targeted shopping malls. For instance, we just opened near Milano in Cascina Merlata, a store which is performing even better than we expected. The store is performing super well. For some reason, Inditex is not in. For some reason, other brands are not in, and we are overperforming also because of lack of competition, which demonstrates that if any time there is a new nice shopping mall, we want to be in, because this shopping mall is drawing sales from other shopping mall, but also from street vendors, etc. So there are still opportunity to grow, but we believe that we have to complete our effort to rejuvenate the image of our store, because with the traffic which is back in the store, with the the reduction of the growth of e-commerce and the rediscovery of the experiencing the store and the fitting rooms, etc., we need to give our customer a more homogeneous image of OVS, which is in line with the one that you can see many in most of our Milan stores, but which is not the same in other areas. So that's why we invested more in Rome, which is the most important market share area for us, either in terms of penetration and also in terms of size of the market. So that's why in 2024 we will continue focusing on refurbishing stores. We have several clusters of stores. Not all will deserve the same level of capex, but we are happy with the return because Francesco, which is prudent, said that the increase of sales ranges between 5 and 7. But I can tell you that most of the stores where we make our capex, if we don't rejuvenate, they might also maybe lose 1%. So the real gap is between 6 and 8% and even 9%, which is very good results. Either from an economic point of view, financial point of view, and also from an image and an intangible value point of view. Profitability outlook for next year. You already mentioned all the elements of the equation. We have a labor cost increase, which is true. Still, we don't know when it will stop because the unions are still negotiating heavily. So I don't think it will happen from 1st of January. So there will be an impact, material impact next year. Fortunately, as you said, we have cost advantages. Because of, as you mentioned, the lower intake cost, thanks to the raw material cost reduction that we benefited, of which we benefited this year only for 6 months, and next year for the full year. So the compensation, the combination of these two aspects, together with the like-for-like growth, together with a modest increase of number of stores, together with an improvement in the international, together with an improvement in e-commerce, is inducing us to expect, call it reasonable, increase of profitability at EBITDA level for the full year 2024. Too early to give you more indication. We will also pay attention, as usual, to cash flow. Our aim is to gradually, year after year, increasing the cash conversion. So we expect next year a good year in terms of cash generation. The last question you mentioned was regarding Altavia. You're right in basically suggesting us to consider the possibility to leverage and expand. Somebody might remember that last year when we made our first small steps in the sport, we also introduced in some store a small collection of bike, but even most importantly, a small collection of tennis and paddle. And I started thinking to tennis and paddle 2 years ago because I thought that being an old tennis veteran, I was convinced that this year should have been the year of tennis. With a group of young, talented tennis player, Italian tennis player, that were supposed to generate a new interest for this sport, which is happening. So next year in spring, summer, we will be present with a wider offer of Slazenger for tennis and paddle, with a new design, and we'll be present in a higher number of stores. And in spring, you will find in the store the spring version of Altavia dedicated to outdoor sport and activities like hiking, running, and trekking. So basically, we will expand our effort in the sport gradually, as usual, because we don't like to create exaggerated expectation, but we prefer to make step after step, a good gradual performance, learning by doing.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Just a follow-up on the cash flow generation, which is key, of course. It's reasonable, fair, if you prefer, to say that in 2024 you are going to recoup the cash flow generation, let's say, lost this year because of the unsold stock, or is it too optimistic assumption? Thank you.
No. The first.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mr. Beraldo, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So thank you, and if I may, I wish Merry Christmas, maybe in advance to everyone. Thank you.